I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, it's the Hollywood Life Podcast, and we've got a very special guest today who is doing so many things. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in, but she's a very exciting and inspiring person. But first of all, I'm joined today by my co-host, Allie Stagnita. Hey, Allie.
Hi, Bonnie. Yes, I'm so excited for this guest today that we have. I've followed her for a long time. I used to take her classes when she was in New York City and she'd get me up dancing. So I'm really excited to have her on here and catch up. Bonnie, I will let you introduce our special guest today.
Okay. Well, we will go right ahead. And listen, she may end up interviewing us because she is used to talking. Today, we've got Amanda Klutz, who is one of the co-hosts on The Talk. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yay.
Well, we're delighted to have you. And like I said, you know, you're used to asking questions too. So if you want to ask us anything or bring up a topic,
way more interesting than we are,
then please do. You know, first of all, let's, you know, talk about how it's been being on The Talk. It's a really great show, and it's different from a lot of the other talk shows because you have two gentlemen as part of your host. It's not just an all-female cast. And so how has that been for you?
The Talk has been just a saving grace in my life. It really has. Believe it or not, it is the first like consistent job that I've had in my life, you know, where I am expected at work at a certain time and I leave at a certain time and I know what's coming every day. You know, I spent 16 years, you know, being a performer on Broadway and then I started my own fitness business. So this was like the first job that was like, it felt like a real job, like going to work every day. And then I'm the luckiest because, you know, I get to, you know, talk to really cool, interesting people every day as our guests. I'm surrounded by four other co-hosts that are hilarious and wonderful and supportive. And then, you know, I get to be dressed up and made to look pretty every day. Which really helps with running errands when you're done with work. So we're doing interviews or podcasts. So, it feels like the work jackpot. It really does. And, it's close to home. It's close to where I drop Elvis off to preschool. So it's this wonderful, wonderful little job, wonderful job that I have in my life right now. And I absolutely love it. It's been really fun.
Did you feel like it was a really natural transition for you from being a business owner and a performer? Like, how was that, you know, transitioning to like daytime talk show host?
Yeah, no, it was. It was oddly very, very weirdly comforting. As soon as I walked out on the set, I felt right at home. You know, listen, years of Broadway shows, Broadway, I feel like trains you for everything in life.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're doing a Broadway show, you do a lot of television appearances, a lot of things, you know, where you're coming in performing on TV or talking. When I was a Radio City Rockette, they spent a lot of time investing in media training for us. So I was very used to talking, you know, to an audience on a microphone, being interviewed. And then again, with my fitness business, I did a lot of morning television shows promoting my fitness business. So I think, yeah, by the time I walked out on this set here at Radford Stages, it kind of felt like, well, yeah, this makes sense. This is the next thing. So it was oddly comforting and felt right at home right away. And I, remember the day they called me and offered me the job, I was so thrilled and immediately brought to tears because it was so exciting that this was going to be the next chapter of my life.
Yeah. Well, and you do look really comfortable on the set there. I guess, you know, as you say, as a Broadway performer, as a Rockette, you're used to being in front of large audiences. And so you look just very at home. Has there been a guest or a couple of guests that, you know, have really either surprised you or that you found like a really special connection with?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think the blessing of it is that you get to meet all these people that you've admired for years, you know, and because they're on your turf, you know, their guard is kind of down and you get to talk to them how you wish you could talk to these celebrities. You know what I mean? Like how at home you're like, you know, if I could just like sit down on the couch with, you know, Mark Wahlberg, we could have like a really good conversation. And then that's what this job is. Like you get to do that. And, you know, listen, some people that have just been blown me away is, you know, speaking of, we just lost him, Leslie Jordan. He was a guest co-host on our show for a couple of times. And then, you know, I also got to interview him over Skype before that. I mean, what a work of art that man was. You just felt lucky being in his presence. You hung on every word he said. It was so just magnificent to watch him entertain an audience and be in one of our chairs. You know, he's just one of the examples of, you know, meeting people that just blow you away. And it's really cool. It's really cool when you get to meet these people who you've admired for years or watched on television or watched in movies. And then, you know, you get to go visit them in their dressing room and say, hey, thanks for being here. It's crazy. Sometimes I pinch myself all the time. I really do.
Yeah. I thought of you immediately yesterday, actually, when that news broke, because I remember when he had been on the show and you had posted just how incredible he was, like what a heart, what a love he was.
Yeah.
I thought of him. It's such a loss.
It is such. And, you know, we just had Danny DeVito on the show. I mean, that's another one where I was like, I watched you as a little girl. I remember watching Batman Returns with my family and like thinking the Penguin was like the craziest, creepiest like villain. And like, sitting next to me and we're like swapping stories on the break. And I'm like, what is life? You know?
Yeah.
Does Danny DeVito, like it's crazy.
Yeah. And he brought his daughter and she's so cute. Like it just was so cute. The picture of the three of you together.
Yeah. And they told this great story about how she grew up on, you know, sets because, you know, of course he's always working and his wife is, they're always working. And he said that there was this time where she was on set and, he was directing and he kept saying action, action, action. And all of a sudden, you know, he's about to say action. And it's like, maybe like the 25th take, I forget what he said. And, you know, his three-year-old daughter goes, action, like right on cue. And the commercial break happened. And I was like, you guys are never going to believe this. I was like, Danny and Lucy, I'm filming my first movie this summer in Vancouver. And my little son is on set with me because I gave him a line because I could not do that. And, you know, he's doing the same thing. He's hearing the same take over and over and over. And after one of the takes, I hear him go, cut. Right on cue. And it was so funny. And they were laughing too, because it's just like, you know, the funny things happen, you know, but it was so crazy to have that similar story with Danny DeVito and my three-year-old and his, you know, now beautiful daughter who's all grown up, but what, three at the time.
Yeah. I was actually going to ask, does Elvis have like any idea about what his mom does for a living? Like, does he realize it yet really? Or he's like, this is life.
He still thinks I do Dancing with the Stars. When he says, when I have to go to work, he goes, Dancing with the Stars. But he does understand the talk. He does understand that mama's on TV. Like he'll say things like mama's on TV. So there's a couple things like here and there that he'll say, about, you know, being on TV, but I still think he thinks that I do Dancing with the Stars for a living, which is totally fine. Yeah. I will do Dancing with the Stars any day of the week.
Does he have, I've heard this from a couple other people who are on TV. Does he ever wonder how you get so small? Like, mommy, how do you get inside the box?
No, he hasn't said that. But like, if I'm like, if for some reason, like a commercial of mine will pop up and I'm still, and I'm right with him on that, at the, you know, sitting on the couch.
Oh yeah.
He'll look at that and be like, mama, like he'll do that. I'm like, yeah, that's mama on TV. And you know, he'll do that, but he hasn't asked how I get inside the box yet.
That is too cute. Now you have a Christmas movie coming up. Is that what Elvis will also be in with you? You gave him a line in. That's so exciting. So cute. Can you tell us a little bit about the time shooting that and, you know, being away in the summer shooting a Christmas film?
It's called A Fit for Christmas, right? Coming out December 4th.
Yep. At Fit for Christmas. It'll be on CBS December 4th. And I'm so excited for this movie, guys. This was a dream come true. I thought of this idea in July of 2020. I had just lost Nick and I could not sleep in the middle of the night. And if you guys remember, Hallmark Channel was playing Christmas movies to help lift the spirits of people. So they were calling it Christmas in July. And it's like 3 a.m. I turn on the television. I'm watching a movie called Christmas Cookies with Elvis, who was in my arms. He even woke up and we're watching it together. And he was one. And we're laying in bed and I was like, you know what? I have an idea for a Christmas movie. And make a long story short, I hook up with a writer from Hallmark who has written a lot of Hallmark movies. Her name is Anna White. And the two of us flush out my idea. And then we pitch it to CBS and CBS got it right away. And they were like, we love this. We're going to do it. And then all of a sudden, you know, this past August, we're in Vancouver and we're filming it. And every thought that I had of this movie is now materialized and in front of me. And I was just blown away. And I, at CBS, the executives came to visit and I told them, I was like, I can't believe you guys let me do this. I mean, like, I know that I've acted before on Broadway. And I said, but you've never seen me act. And I certainly have never been a star of anything acting wise. And I said, and you just took a chance on me and you let me do this. And they were so wonderful and so supportive the whole way in creating it and executive producing it and starring in it. And so supportive of the writer, Anna White. And we just had a blast and I'm so proud of it. It was such a fun time. And it didn't put it past me that I'm filming my first movie in Canada where Nick was from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the day that Elvis was on the set and I just thought to myself, like, you know, this is another thing where it's like, what is life? Like I'm filming my first Christmas movie with my son in Canada. And, you know, when we lost Nick, all I did was teach fitness. All I did was have my fitness company, which was enough, but it's crazy how life can change so quickly and different careers can come your way so quickly. And I just thought, you know, wow, what a crazy world. Like here we are in Canada filming this movie. And how proud Nick would be of both Elvis and I. And it was really, really fun. And I'm so excited for everybody to see it. It'll be out December 4th.
Yay. I'm sure that Nick would be so proud of you. Can you just tell us like what's the plot or the sort of the general idea about it? Because I've just seen
They say know what you write or write what you know. So I created a movie about a fitness instructor who owns a fitness business in New York City with her boyfriend. And it fails because they have a small boutique fitness business in a world of, you know, big, large companies. So I end up having to move back home to Mistletoe, Montana. And I teach at the recreation center that I would always teach at, you know, when I would come back home. My mom and my character's mother started the fitness business there, the dance studio there. And I get home, and to much to my dismay, there is a man there who's trying to buy it to buy out for a ski resort. So he's in town scouting basically the recreation center where I teach as the new Sky Ridge Resorts. So we butt heads, of course, and then, you know, maybe we fall in love, mm-hmm. and there's hopefully a happy ending, but that's pretty much the general plot.
That is such, I mean, sounds like a typical lovely Christmas rom-com that everyone is going to eat.
Well, Allie, you will be very familiar with some of the fitness scenes because they're dances that you have done. I used my original material in the classes for the show, the movie. You know, so all of my fitness.
Oh, I can't wait.
I've done that routine. I know that routine.
I can't wait for it. How was it for you kind of getting in front of the camera in this capacity, you know, switching from being on the Broadway stage to, you know, acting in front of the camera?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm not gonna lie, guys, I was nervous. I hired an acting coach a month before we started filming because I was like, I just need to, you know, I took acting classes in the musical theater conservatory that I went to. And of course you act on Broadway, but I was always like, you know, behind the scenes, I was never the front girl in the camera. So I was like, you know what, I gotta make sure I do my homework. So I hired an amazing acting coach and we worked together over Zoom before we even got up to Vancouver. And then when I was in Vancouver, I had an acting coach on set as well. And, you know, it took me like a little bit, like I would say like a day or two to start feeling very, very comfortable. But oddly, it again, in a weird way, felt very much at home to me. And I fell in love with it very quickly. And I was like, oh no, I was like, I really love making movies. I was like, this is fun. It's really cool when, and I felt so lucky. I had the best co-star. His name is Paul Green. And he is like the Hallmark man. I mean, he's done movies after movies of these Christmas movies and other movies and other things. And he is so kind and so generous and so helpful and so easy to act with. We bonded instantly and had so much fun riffing on the script, laughing. I mean, we could barely get through scenes. We were like having to like bite our cheeks because we would make each other laugh so much. He was a joy. And if there's any good, you know, scene work done, it's because of him, because he made it so easy for me. So it'll be, yeah, it was fun.
It sounds great. And the thing is, as you know, you say you stayed close to home with the theme because you've had a fitness studio, you have like a Amanda Klutz body. And I see your videos and follow you on Instagram. And you're really clearly, you know, as a dancer, Marquette, fitness studio leader, you're very into health, and now you've got this brand ambassadorship.
Yes. With,
a new product that we'd love you to tell us all about. It Swanson Weo, it's a nutraceutical.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this was so exciting. I was so happy when my team brought forward this partnership because I'm a huge advocate of mental wellness, mental health, and physical wellness. And it just seemed like such a right fit. You know, this brand has been around since 1969. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And Swanson Weo and their whole new product line, you know, what I loved about it is there's something for everyone. And I think this is so big because, you know, we don't all have the same problem. You know what I mean? Like, even on a day-to-day basis. You know, some days I'm anxious. Some days I need, you know, brain support with cognitivity. Some days I need help sleeping. You know, everybody has a different day-to-day thing, and there's no exact formula for it. And I just love that they allow with their product line to, for you to kind of create what you need in order to succeed in mental wellness. So, yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm sitting here staring at one of my favorite products that they offer, which is a magnesium gummy that helps with, and cognition, which is like, I keep it at the talk because, you know, if I'm ever feeling stressed out or if I need like, just kind of like mental clarity, and I love a gummy, I love gummy anything. So I'm like, you know, pop a couple gummies in and help like, you know, my stress and anxiety and cognition kind of kick in. So they're just great. They're a great company and I really believe in all their products.
I mean, I love myself some magnesium. I think it's like a cure-all before bed every night. And Swanson Wheel, so it stands for Wellness Inside and Out, and they have 21, as you said, personalized products. And so that's one of your favorites. Do you have any others that like, when do you use it for certain things?
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite products is just their self-care. And it's a vitamin that you take, a pill that you take. I like to take that in the morning. It kind of is just like your all-in-one kind of product, like gets a little bit of everything. So that's a great one. You know, when I really am like, you know, sometimes, you know, when your brain just feels like super foggy and you're just like, you need like clarity there. They have a product, for cognition called Big Brain Energy, which is fantastic. Listen, we all have a hard time sleeping here in and out. Like right now, Elvis is, you know, insisting that he sleeps with mama. So sometimes I don't get the best night's sleep. So I love any of their nighttime sleep products are fantastic. You know, like I said, they really have something for everyone and something for like your day-to-day needs.
Are they all natural ingredients? Are they vitamins? Like what's in them?
Yeah. I mean, they're all natural and they're great for, you know, anything and everything that you need. I mean, literally from like gut health, stress, sleep, like I said, cognition, and you know, think mental wellness. You know, their whole like tagline is self-care isn't or shouldn't be self-centered, isn't self-centered. Mm-hmm. And I love that too, because I feel like, especially as, you know, a single parent, anytime I go like to do anything like self-care wise, and I'm maybe leaving Elvis again, it's like, gosh, you feel like guilty in a way, you know, but also you have to keep in mind that like that self-care is important and it shouldn't make you feel self-centered. It's what you need to, you know, be a better parent or be a better employee. So I love that whole message that they put out there that self-care isn't self-centered.
I love that. And speaking of that, like in balancing kind of motherhood, all of your projects, how do you do it? I mean, it sounds like self-care is really at the forefront of that.
Yeah. Self-care is at this forefront. I am very good at multitasking and I'm very good at making a schedule and like sticking to that schedule and packing that schedule in, but like, just, you know, getting it done, check it off the list, get it done, check off the list. I have a lot of help. I'm not going to lie. I ask for a lot of help. I need a lot of help and I have a lot of help, in order to do, you know, the 35 jobs that I have and be a mom. So yeah, it's tough. It's not easy. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody has it easy these days with how many demands there are in life and work, and especially being a parent. It's hard, but that's why we have these little things that can help us along the way, like the Swanson Wheel products.
Mm-hmm. You know, I see Elvis on your Instagram and he's absolutely adorable. I guess he's 3 years old. He's very musical. He's playing his toy guitar. He's playing piano. You know, he clearly seems to have inherited this from Nick and yourself.
I hope so. I mean, music has been such an asset to my life, and it continues to show me so many different miracles. And performing and being a creator and an artist, I think it's a beautiful gift. So if he wants to go that route or is inspired by music or instruments, I am like fingers crossing it all the way, because it is a gift that keeps on giving. And I love seeing it, pour through him, because I do think that Nick is just like the happiest person in the entire world right now, watching over his son play the guitar and sing Tears for Fears at 3 years old. I know Nick, like, that's my boy. He would not, anyone that knows Nick and has seen those videos reaches out to me and they're like, Amanda, Nick is so happy right now. I'm like, I know.
Hey.
So I love it.
Amanda, is there a world where you would return to the Broadway stage at one point?
Oh gosh, Allie, I have learned to never say never in life. So I don't know. I mean, I love singing and acting and dancing so much. I love Broadway. I now look back at it like, how did I do that? Like, how do people do that? It's
So demanding,
it's
so
a
demanding.
yeah, the demands are insane. I mean, 8 shows a week, and you go to work at 8 p.m. and you end work at 11, and you never have a weekend, and you never get a holiday. And it is the, I think it's one of the hardest careers you can
Yeah.
do. You're told no all the time. You're constantly being compared to incredibly talented people. It is a hard life.
Yes.
And so I look back at it and I'm like, I'm glad I did it then, because I don't know if I'd have the courage to do it now. But listen, it's so magical being a part of a Broadway cast and family. There's nothing like the Broadway community, nothing like it. I would be so honored to be able to do a Broadway show again one day. So like I said, I'll never say never.
Good.
In the meantime, though, I mean, you do seem to stay like in amazing shape in terms of your dancing and your fitness.
Thank
How
you.
do you do that? I mean, I saw you doing those kicks. You can kick
Bonnie.
just like you were still a Rockette. Like,
Thanks,
how do you
Bobby.
keep all that like fitness up? That
Well, I love, first of all, I love fitness. Like I love it. I love working out. It makes me so happy. It is my number one go-to mental health thing that I do for myself. It instantly helps my stress and anxiety, even if it's for 10 minutes. So working out and staying physically fit, dancing is joy to me. I also think, like, when you're a Rockette, that possibly was one of the hardest jobs I've ever done in my life. Kicking in that line is, it's like riding a bicycle. It's like, as soon as you link up with your ladies, you're like, oh yeah, how am I not doing this? And luckily I've stayed flexible through the years. So that was, I mean, I could have done, I could have done that all day. It was so exhilarating being back with those incredible women. I haven't kicked in a line of real Rockettes since my last season, which was 2006. So they
Whoa.
weren't expecting me to do that. It was, I was watching them rehearse and I was like, okay, can I just please jump in there? Like, I have to like get 8 kicks in. And they were like, you want to? I was like, yes, hello. So that was really fun.
But when do you actually fit in your workouts with your class schedule
Oh.
and everything else you're doing?
Listen, sometimes I'm jump roping here at the talk outside of my dressing room while on a producer call, because that's when I have time to do it. I told you I was a really good multitasker. That's an example. I am at work, outside of my dressing room, before I have to get all glammed up, doing a jump rope for 10 minutes, because sometimes that's it for the rest of the day. Like, that's all I have. Like, and so at least I get that in. And if nothing else, I've done 10 minutes jumping rope. which is an incredible full body exercise that burns calories, gets your heart rate up, oxygen flowing, blood flowing. Like, it's just, it's my go-to. So, you know, sometimes that's it. And then other times I get to, you know, go do boxing after that, or, you know, do my own workout, or film for my app. So, you know, like I said, when you love something, you make time for it in your day. I love fitness. I love that exertion. So I make time for it in my day. When I don't work out, especially, like, I'm okay if I don't work out for a day, but like 2 days, like, I start getting depressed. Like, I have to do it.
Yep. You don't sleep as well. You don't think as well. It's clearly, I noticed the same thing with myself. You like have to kind of exert the built up energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it, when you put it, when you make it a part of your day and you make it a part of your routine, you know, it's like brushing your teeth. Like, we all brush our teeth, you know, it's a part of your daily routine. Fitness can also be a part of your routine, and it should be, you know, even if it's just 5 minutes, it should be a part of your daily routine. This is all we get. We get one body in life. That's it. And, you know, you gotta treat it well. You gotta make sure you're doing everything you possibly can to be the strongest version of yourself. You don't get another one. You can't go to the store and buy a new body. It doesn't work that way.
Very good point.
Well,
listen, you've got, we're very, we're inspired now talking to you. Allie and I will be making sure to fit in our workouts.
I already, I call them, and I do a jumping rope. I do my dances.
And we want to come here. If you ever do a class, if you're doing another Equinox class here in New York, Allie, let me know.
I will.
I want to join too. I'll stay in the back row. Amanda, thank you so much for taking the time to come and see us and talk with us at Hollywood Life. And, keep doing great on the talk. And we are all excited to see Fit for Christmas, December 4th on CBS, I think at 8:30. And thanks for telling us about the Swanson WEO nutraceutical products. And you've also got a book that's going to come out for kids next year called Tell Me Your Dreams. So you've got so much going on. And come back and talk with us again.
Thank you so much, guys. Great talking to you. Have a great day.
Thanks. So you too.
Bye, guys. Right. Thank you.
Bye.